One of the best ways to improve your guard retention is to get your knees to your chest. Maintaining your guard means keeping your legs between you and your opponent. There are many different guard retention techniques, but a guiding principle is keep your knees to your chest. Lachlan Giles, a renowned Australian jiu-jitsu coach and an ADCC bronze medalist, describes guard retention as keeping your opponent in front of your legs and not allowing them to get into a better position. According to Giles, there are four main principles of guard retention. 1. Keeping your knees close to your chest. 2. Framing. 3. Facing your opponent. 4. Having a small part of your body on the ground so you can rotate and move. Keeping your knees close to your chest closes down space and defends your inside position, preventing your opponent from progressing. Jordan Pressinger from the Jordan Teaches Jiu-Jitsu YouTube channel talks about inside position in his Jiu-Jitsu theory course. The most important area of inside position is that of your torso and your neck. Every submission and dominant control in Jiu-Jitsu requires inside position. I've personally witnessed many beginner Jiu-Jitsu practitioners and even some colored belts have horrible guard retention, not necessarily due to their lack of technique, but their inability to maintain or even get into that knees to chest movement pattern. Another way to look at the movement is it's simply a deep squat with your back on the floor. Let's talk about how to improve this movement pattern to improve your guard retention. And no, stretching alone is not enough. How to get your knees to your chest. If you want the best guard retention, then you should be stretching to make your guard harder to pass and able to implement a lot of these principles better. Lachlan Giles. While I share Lachlan Giles' sentiment here, there's more to the story than just stretching and improving your flexibility. I want to talk about the subtle difference between flexibility and mobility. Flexibility is being able to move through your body's natural range of motion. Mobility is being able to move through your body's natural range of motion and being strong throughout that range. It's the difference between being active and being passive. Dr. Kelly Starrett explains mobility brilliantly in his book, Becoming a Supple Leopard. I define mobilization as a movement-based, integrated, full-body approach which takes into account all the elements that limit movement and performance. In short, mobilization is a tool to improve your capacity to move and perform efficiently. Why isn't stretching enough to see benefit in a grappling context? Why can't we just stretch out our hamstrings, stretch our hip flexors, and call it a day? Well, Dr. Starrett goes on to explain, stretching doesn't work by itself. It doesn't improve position. It doesn't improve performance. It doesn't make you faster. It doesn't eliminate pain. And it doesn't prevent injury. By stretching, he's referring to static stretching, which essentially means holding a static position or holding a stretch for 30 seconds or longer. We can contrast this stretching approach with a holistic approach to mobility, which combines unlocking greater range of motion with strengthening so that we are strong throughout that range, which provides a more practical benefit to our guard retention on the mats. The knees to chest checklist. If we go back to our example of thinking about knees to chest as just a supine version of a deep squat, this lends itself to giving us a clue on how to improve our knees to chest. We can use squat assessments, mobility drills, and squatting derivatives to evaluate, unlock, and strengthen our guard retention. Run yourself through this checklist to determine if your guard retention is up to scratch. Sit in a deep squat position for 1 minute without your heels lifting off the mat. Having a rounded back is okay. Can you perform knee drops? Bodyweight squat below parallel without your heels lifting and ideally with a neutral spine. Perform Cossack squats without your heels lifting. Perform weighted Cossack squats without your heels lifting. Complete the 10-minute squat test. Link in the description. A squatting movement pattern is admittedly an imperfect substitution for a supine guarded position. In a squatting movement, your hips or your ankles can be a limiting factor to achieving your full range of motion. However, ankle mobility is very rarely the problem in a guarded position because you're supine. You don't have any weight driving through your ankles. But that's no reason to ignore your ankle mobility because squatting exercises are going to be pivotal in improving and in strengthening your knees to chest movement. So we still need to unlock your ankle range of motion so that we can perform squats correctly. Unlock and strengthening. Let's break this down into two steps. First, we're going to unlock your range of motion. Then we're going to strengthen you throughout that range. Step 1, unlock. One of my favorite ways to achieve greater range of motion is jujitsu specific warm-ups and cooldowns before your BJJ sessions. Some movements to consider adding here are Olympic wall squat, long lunge and move, modified pigeon, knee drops, hamstring flossing, deep squat and reach, couch stretch, pulses. I have a free jiu-jitsu mobility warm-up and cool-down program incorporating these movements that you can download. Link is in the description. You can also consider incorporating some daily mobility practice to help unlock your range of motion for that deep squat movement pattern. I've got two options for you. Option one is to complete the 30-day jiu-jitsu mobility challenge, which is a free resource here on YouTube. Or alternatively, you can check out the resources available in the movement library on BJJ Strong Online. Stretching is not enough on its own. You also need to strengthen. You can strengthen your knees to chest in many different ways. One of the more effective strategies is to incorporate squatting movements into a comprehensive, grappling-focused strength and conditioning program. Here are some movements that I recommend adding into your program. Cossack squats, weighted Cossack squats, barbell back squats, barbell front squats, goblet squats, Zercher squats, Zercher good mornings, dumbbell split squat Romanian deadlifts, Bulgarian split squats. These exercises are not the only ways to improve your squatting pattern, improve your hip hinge, and therefore strengthen your guard retention, but they will get you moving in the right direction. Practical takeaways. In jiu-jitsu, technique is king. In order to perform the technique, you need to be physically capable of moving into the positions that the techniques require of you. Otherwise, you'll be at a severe disadvantage. The knees to chest movement pattern is essential for your guard retention. Your guard will improve if you unlock and strengthen your knees to chest. This is achieved through implementing mobility strategies to unlock your range of motion and then implementing squat derivatives to strengthen your squatting pattern and strengthen yourself throughout those ranges of motion. Ensure that you're implementing the following. One, a dynamic mobility warm-up and cool-down before and after jiu-jitsu. Two, a jiu-jitsu-specific strength program with squats and squatting derivatives, a minimum of 2 times per week. Three, jiu-jitsu-specific mobility follow-along routines, which will accelerate your results. And four, be consistent and you will see progress. If you want to learn more and to take your jiu-jitsu mobility into your own hands, then check out the resources and references in the description of this episode to level up your performance, to improve your mobility, unlock your guard retention, then check out BJJ Strong Online, the ultimate jiu-jitsu performance resource.